بسم الله بسم الله والحمد لله نحمده ونستغفره ونستعينه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا ولا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير أستغفرك ربي وأتوب إليك إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بك أنت الله العلي العظيم ونصلي ونسلم ونبارك على محمد النبي الأمين خاتم المرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اتبعه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. I thank Allah, all glory and all gratitude, all glory and all gratitude belongs to Allah alone. And I renew my shahada, my testimony and my commitment to the Lord, the one and only, the creator of things. Laysa kamithlihi shay, nothing is similar to or can be compared to the one and only. And I renew my acknowledgement of my deep gratitude to our Lord, who has taught us what we could not have learned and what we cannot persist or persevere without. Inna ad-deena 'inda Allahi al-Islam. Allah has given us the greatest blessing and the greatest gift imaginable. That is the gift of Islam, the true way and the true path. Islam, my brothers and sisters, is a school, is an entire school, a blessing that the more we submit and rein in our egos and wrestle with our pride, the more humble we are, and the more humble we are before the school of Islam, the more it yields to us, the more it teaches us, the more it instills virtue and goodness and beauty in us. We give praise to God who has given us this singular gift, although we do not give it its due and do not express the appropriate level of gratitude for this great gift, the school of Islam. We approach now the period and the season of Hajj. Just that one aspect of our faith reaffirms so many lessons, so many instructional pathways, only if we would reflect and only if we learn. In Hajj, we immerse ourselves into a reaffirmation of the ethical virtues that Allah reminds us of through the message of Islam. At Hajj, we practice equality and unity and humility as we stand equal. No one is rich and no one is poor. No one is black and no one is white. No one is an Arab and another is non-Arab. We are all equal in the sight of Allah. In our day and age, we often deal with Hajj as if it is simply an opportunity to rid ourselves of past sins, to get a clean sheet or clean page, if you will. But Hajj, as our ancestors and our scholars have said, is a madrasa. It's an entire school. Yes, you go there seeking forgiveness, and Allah promises you that if you perform Hajj properly, that you will be forgiven. But more importantly, you go there seeking a transformation in your spiritual and intellectual makeup. This is why our ancestors thought that this transformation is so important, that once someone performed the Hajj and returned back, they were forever given the title Hajj, Hajj Fulan, Hajj Fulana. That title was not to acknowledge that they have gone and cleaned their sins. It was to acknowledge that now they have immersed themselves in the moral and ethical school of Hajj. They have gone and gained insight of what Allah means when Allah says, "Inna ad-deena 'indallahi al-Islam." Religion or faith for Allah is Islam. The faith of equality, the faith that treats the poor and the rich on equal standing and equal measure, and demands justice for both. The faith that does not care if you are a man or woman, you are equally accountable before Allah. The faith that does not care if you are an Arab or a Turk, you are of equal status before Allah. The faith that does not care if you are black or white, you are of equal standing before Allah. This is the school of Hajj. And for our ancestors, once you came back from the school of Hajj and gained the title Hajj or Hajjah, you are expected to live up to a standard of morality. Forever, people would look at you expecting you to uphold the ethical standards and ethical virtues of Islam. Sadly, as colonialism always does, in our age when colonialism rears its ugly face, concepts and ideas become confused. So when the American army invaded Iraq and then became engaged in Saudi or Kuwait or Syria or wherever they are, and they're engaged in one capacity or another, whether secretly or not, they refer to all Muslims as Hajji, not understanding what is attached and what is expected of this honorific title. But Muslims themselves, as they often imitate their colonizers and imitate their military masters, and this is common in sociology, when people are occupied and dominated, they often simply imitate their occupiers. We saw that in South America, for instance, when the entire language of the natives had been erased and replaced with Spanish or Portuguese. We see that in Africa when the entire native languages have vanished and died and been replaced with French. But it's not just a matter of language. Occupied people often lose a sense of depth and reverence towards what their native institutions teaches them. In other words, they become confused and unclear. As we reflect on the season of Hajj, we must remember that this deen, whether its people, and I mean its people historically, because its people are all human beings everywhere, but whether the people of the Middle East in particular are colonized or not, get confused or not, lose their sense of value system or not, we have an obligation to understand the school of Islam and the ethical and moral virtues that Islam transforms, instills, and transforms us with. Reflect, my brothers and sisters, on one small aspect of the school of Islam and the school of Hajj. This issue of racial equality. Because I will tell you that the most critical challenge confronting Western civilizations is the racial problem. Islamophobia itself, brothers and sisters, Islamophobia is much more about racial hatred and bigotry rather than a lack of knowledge about Islam. If you haven't noticed, the reason that the Muslim ban has been affirmed by the Supreme Court, the reason for a lot of policies that affects non-whites from the immigrant community is the rise in racism and ethnocentrism, whether in the United States or Europe. But look at how Islam educates us and teaches us. One example that we often miss. What was Iblis's sin Iblis, Shaitan, the jinn who refuse to prostrate before human beings. Allah creates human beings and then commands angels and jinn to prostrate, honoring Allah's creation. The first gracious call was pronounced by Satan. Satan responded, "Me prostrate before someone that you've created of tin, of clay? I am created from a superior substance." Satan speaking. خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَارِ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن طِينٍ. You've created me out of a smokeless fire and created him out of clay. I am superior to him. And as a response to this racism, Allah cast Satan away. Our religion, brothers and sisters, is the first to teach humanity the unforgivable sin of racial bigotry, prejudice, and to denounce racism. That was the crime of Iblis, the arrogant attitude that thinks one is superior to the other simply by the nature of things. وَسْأَلُ اللَّهِ يَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد خاتم النبيين. شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو والملائكة وأولو الحلم قائما بالقسط لا إله إلا هو العزيز الحكيم. الله, the angels, and those who are with knowledge attest to the reality that the biggest lesson, the biggest obligation, the essence of the covenant between human beings and their creator is justice. Qist. Without justice, the mizan, the balance, crumbles. Without justice, the rich will eat the poor. Without justice, racial bigotry, prejudice, and ethnocentrism will take control. Without justice, the powerful will oppress the disempowered. And always remind yourself of this, as I might remind myself of it every single day I open my eyes. Justice in all its forms, economic, racial, gender, is from Allah. And injustice, including bigotry, racism, prejudice, oppression, despotism, oligarchy, injustice, is from Iblis, from Satan. He raised the banner of injustice when he said, Iblis said, I am from a superior substance to that thing that has been created from clay. That is why, brothers and sisters, in Hajj, we stand equal before God to enlist ourselves in the school of Hajj, and remind ourselves of that lesson of the essence of justice, the essence of equality, is also the essence of Islam, of the Deenullah. And that is why in the Deen and the Law, in the Law of Islam, the true religion for Allah is Islam. Allahumma afu anna, Allahumma arhamna, واغفر لنا واصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا واصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا واصلح لنا آخرتنا التي فيها معادنا. Allah, forgive our sins. Allah, educate us and teach us and strengthen our faith, so that we may uphold the straight path of the Sirat al-Mustaqim, and so that the fitan that surround us do not make us lose sight of the truth of your message and the beauty of your message. Wa salli wa sallim wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa man ittaba'ahu bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin. Ameen, 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 ya rabbal alameen.
Ameen, ya rabbal alameen.